What's here on my TS list? TS for Taiwan Special. Oh, Edward Snowden. Did you hear about this? Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden recently did a video interview thingy-ma-diggy, and he was on, well, you probably didn't see it. See, he was on this little tiny itty-bitty baby network called NBC, and so probably no one saw it, but... he did do an interview. Thanks to this being kind of a really old network still in startup statistics and startup number, like really little, they just took the whole interview and just put it up on the YouTube channel so you can watch it free. I mean, they need to get viewers. This little network called NBC. Now, I think didn't Trump have a TV show on that little network long ago? And he was like the only reason anybody ever watched it. And so, like, when he ran for president, they got really mad and they actually fired him publicly. And so he sued them because they broke contract in a way that was against the contract says you're supposed to break contract. So that, anyhow, so Snowden was talking, you know, he said something. I don't know if you know the Snowden deal. My understanding, and he was kind of touching on this again, he was what's called an administrator of a computer. That's the guy that can see and can control the whole computer, all of the software, organize all the software, and look at and see whatever he wants. I think that would normally mean, I don't think he got into this geekery, but I think that would mean he has what's called root permissions. Yeah, you know Android, they call it rooting your phone. Yeah, basically, normal. I don't know if this was the case. Probably normally, we would presume that he had rooted access to the NSA servers. Maybe not all of them, hopefully, but who knows? So he was going to the generals and the baby boomers who don't listen to anybody, didn't listen to their parents when they were kids, don't listen to their kids when they're parents, don't listen to nobody. And nothing's their fault. It was their parents' fault when they were kids, and it's their kids' fault now to their parents. Baby boomers don't listen to nobody and blame everything on everybody else. So, yeah. Snowden made the mistake of trying to talk to those idiots and said, do you know that I can just peruse through these computers and see all your top secret stuff that I'm not allowed to see? And of course, the baby boomers as boss said, shut up, kid, get back to work. Yeah. And that's really the thing. That's the part of the Snowden story that you don't hear much. Well, then he saw all the metadata they were collecting, and they had their excuse as to why this was okay. And really, though, you basically can piece together stuff about people's lives that the law doesn't allow you to piece together. And so that's when, you know, he told everybody. Actually, he tried to interview with other newspapers in Hong Kong, and it was the South China Morning Post that finally picked up the story. Other newspapers wouldn't let their reporters do the interview with this silly Snowden guy that nobody wants to listen to, you know. So, you know, it goes back to foresight. You know, it's so easy to follow the trends, to follow the people that are already famous. But do you know who's important before the person becomes famous? That's the big question. And a lot of people in the news media don't know that. So, you know, why didn't NBC interview him and break the story? You know, you ever think, well, probably because they're in America and he had to get out of America, whatever. Anyhow, he made a very interesting point, Snowden did. He said, you know, he tried to apply for asylum in like 50 different countries before he applied for one in Russia or something like that. I, you know, And listen, I'm not apologizing or defending Snowden on this podcast. I'm just explaining what I understand. And then I've got my own special opinion here coming up. You know, Snowden, he stood up for what he thought was right, and he's got to take it on the chin. And I think that's kind of what he wants. You know, take it on the chin, man up. 2 Timothy chapter 2. What is that? 1 through 7? It's here open on my Bible. Yes, I have a Bible open on my desk all the time. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 7. Think it over. God will make it plain. Read the Message. The Message translation. Really great. You can find it online. Bible Gateway, is it called? Bible Gateway something or other? You find the Message translation, read it. 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 7. Take it on the chin. Take the hard hits. Jesus took it on the chin. He suffered and died. Take it on the chin. Snowden stood up. He's got to take it on the chin. I'm not going to defend the guy. I don't think he'd want me to. You want to honor him? Let him take it on the chin. And you go in your life and you take it on the chin. I mean, there's something to that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so he's talking about how government should fear the people. My dad taught me that as a kid, and it wasn't my dad's idea. I'm thrilled that we're finally talking about this kind of stuff. Maybe Snowden got that from his government family. Because you know, he had a family that was heavily in government. I don't know. That'd be awesome if you learned that from his folks. But one of the things Snowden pointed out, people say, why'd you get an asylum in Russia? He's like, he tried to get an asylum in 50 other countries first. He was at the airport like 40 days or something like that. And he'd call France, try to do an asylum. As soon as he applies, boom, phone rings. Joe Biden. Yeah, you guys can do an asylum. It's human rights laws. Yeah, you can do that. But there will be consequences. And America was hawking all of its allies when Snowden tried to get an asylum with an American ally where America's government could spy on him better. But they kept chasing him away farther and farther and farther so that he could only get an asylum with America's enemy, where it'd be more difficult for America to spy on him. That makes no sense. Wouldn't you want to play nice, at least pretend to be nice, throw out some bait? Throw out a few stakes, let the tiger walk up close to you so you can catch him. I mean, when you're hunting an animal, you don't want to scare him away. You want to draw him in. Couldn't the people in the American government at that time, that they were in there from Obama and Bush mostly, couldn't they just leave it be, play nice, and let Snowden get an asylum in Britain or England or Germany or something, and then they could spy on him that way better? Why did they have to push him away? So when I look at the Edward Snowden thing, it's not about mass surveillance, although it's great to have discussions. And it's not even about the leaders at the NSA being sloppy and having root admins with root privileges getting access to hard drives that have top secret information on them or something like that. You know, that's sloppy. It's not even about that. For me, the Edward Snowden thing, it's about insanity. It's about the insanity of institutions. I mean, institutionally, America's government chased him away when they needed him to be closer. That was the biggest crazy. We're talking crazy, 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 crazy. All right. I think I'm going to talk more about crazy tomorrow. See you then.